No, we'll play the fight song later this week. We already did the words yesterday. Once again, pretty cerebral.
Well, the good news is that at least for right now, let's see, the clip of the SFA fight song that we had was 29 seconds long.
Yeah.
And the next three games, next four games, next mm-hmm. five games, I guess, we don't have FIUs because, as we said on the air, FIU disbanded their band a few years ago.
Found it to be a waste of money, I guess.
And I think they have reestablished it, but they do not have multimedia on the band website.
Uh-huh.
And but
so they don't have good bandwidth.
No, they don't.
Uh-huh.
But we do have, we have La Tech, we have the Waving Song from Oklahoma State, we have the Arkansas Fight Song, which, Lord help me, is quite catchy,
okay.
And we have the Missouri Fight Song, and those are all less than 30 seconds.
Ah, so. Good. So we'll have time to play them multiple times.
That's right.
That'll be good.
And Kansas has canceled their fight song.
Yeah, there, really, because they're not going to score anything.
No, apparently not.
I was just, the only reason I said that was because if you wanted to go ahead and roll it, 25 seconds is all it will take.
Okay, all right. We'll remember that. We'll, hopefully we have enough to do. So we're talking...
I'm just wasting my time helping you people.
No, I appreciate you having it there.
Whatever. I was ready for it. Well, it's only Tuesday, you know.
So
you got to do
right.
a slow build.
That's
right.
Right. It's supposed to be our music day.
Oh, that's right. There's people on ellipticals waiting for this,
right.
Scott.
Well, we'll give them fair warning. The problem is, what's a 30-second workout going to do for you?
But if it's a fight song, it should be jazzy enough that you could work up a you know, boost the old heart rate a little bit.
Ooh, if we could put it out there, and then they could just put it on
loop.
A loop. Yeah. Just loop it. That'd be outstanding.
Yeah. I mean, we can't do your workout for you.
No.
No, you could download it to their iPod.
We will make it a worm in your brain. How's that? Okay, so we're talking about this this bubble thing, and so kind of going along that, if you haven't been to your computer yet this morning, Google has revamped its logo. I don't know if you make it your homepage or not. Or
what
if
are they doing? I don't like it.
Really, that's what I looked at.
It's annoying.
They've revamped their logo for yet another special occasion. This time, its name is composed of a flock of colored bubbles, or balls, if you will, bouncing away from the cursor when you go to the Google search page. Now, they do gradually settle into your old familiar blue, yellow, green, red color scheme of the Goggle logo. Depending on which browser you're using, they stir themselves up to welcome you back for yet another time. Oh, by the way, it works best with Chrome if you've done that. I haven't. So anyhow, there it is. I don't like it either. And so if you go there today and want to chase around the little colored balls. And this, again, is because of their anniversary.
Oh.
See, that's what it is. It was on this date. Nah, I don't know.
Tom loves this part.
I know. Boy, are we done already? What a fast show.
Yeah, really. Let's go home. Breakfast is on me.
Okay. I don't know. It's somewhere. I got it here. On this date in history. Yeah, something.
I was too busy looking at the germiest things in the world. Here it is. On this date in history. Yeah, we'll do that later, too. 1998. Google was founded by Sergey Brin and Larry Page, and everybody's going, I wouldn't pay that much for that IPO. That's stupid. Why would anybody pay $175 for for stock? I mean, Google's not going to be here in 2 years, so why would we do that? But anyway, JetBlue, Steve Slater, remember him? Still working on that 15 minutes of fame. Not fired. Officially resigned last Wednesday. He had been suspended from the job ever since he exited the plane with the beer. He's in talks about doing a reality show and writing a book. Hey, Steve, I don't think we care that much.
Writing a book?
I don't know.
About how you took beer and slid down a slide.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure.
What's chapter two about?
Yeah.
You know?
That could be the foreword and just about take care of it. Yeah. I don't know what kind of an advance you're expecting on that, but good luck with it. World War II history buffs take note. Some previously unseen color film of London during the Nazi Blitz has been discovered after sitting in an attic for almost 70 years. They say it is pretty riveting footage, as a matter of fact. And again, just the idea to be able to see World War II video in color is pretty interesting.
Yes.
You'll see a lot of bombed out London landmarks. It's a 20-minute film posted by BBC. It was shot by the mayor of a suburb of West London.
This Yahoo had it posted yesterday. They had a link to it.
Oh, did they?
I did not have a chance to look at it. But also makes you wonder, how expensive was that camera?
Oh, yeah, you're right. But, and again, very limited. Most of the stuff, it's interesting that he had a colored camera because most everything that I think we've seen that's color for World War II was Department of Defense, or Department of War, as they called it then, pretty much government film. So for an individual to have that is pretty interesting. And again, just kind of 70 years old, pretty neat. Okay, from very serious to ridiculous, the 7th annual Old Spice poll for the sweatiest city in America has come out.
Houston.
You know, Phoenix comes out on top for the fifth time in 7 years. It's Phoenix, number one. Number two would be Las Vegas. And again, that's dry heat.
Yeah, because Vegas, when the sun goes down, Vegas is very pleasant outside.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, it's not something you think, oh, wow, this is just perfect. But when it's a dry heat, when the sun disappears, it becomes pleasant quickly. And the mornings in Vegas are usually pretty nice, too.
Each resident of Phoenix reportedly produces 26 ounces of sweat an hour. That's what it says. Enough to fill two cans of soda. That's because the average temp in the summer is 95.1. Yeah, I mean, think about what we have today. It's not that hot out there. What is it, 77, 78 degrees?
76 right now.
Yeah, okay. It's just nasty, though. It's just very humid. Number three is Tallahassee. Number four is Tucson. Number five is Memphis. Number six is Miami. Number seven would be Houston. Number eight is Tampa. Number nine is Baton Rouge. Yeah, Baton Rouge is not very pleasant sometimes in the summer. And then Fort Myers, Florida. So they're your top ten as far as the sweatiest cities are concerned. Now, once again, Chamber of Commerce, is that something that you want to have out there? So that just so people know, yeah. I mean, after all,
welcome to Midland, the sweatiest city in Texas.
Reasons for people to do that. That's you know, come by, see us, leave some money, and sweat a little bit while you're here. Tourists who are tired of seeing the same old sights in Germany now can sign up for a different kind of tour. Reuters says that we know. Guided tours of Berlin's public toilets are being offered now.
Why?
Well, I'm glad you ask. Anna Hussey came up with the idea. She's a tour guide. She says, I wanted
to... Did you say a Hussey came up with
Hussey?
That?
Oh, Hussey, yeah. Oh, okay. I wanted to break a taboo and explain the history of Berlin's hygiene and toilet culture.
Right. Is this a problem?
It's a short history.
Yeah. No, it's a long history. Oh, actually, during the tour, visitors get a chance to see their oldest and newest potties. Plus, they get an in-depth history of the development of the modern toilet, which goes back to biblical times. So, there you are. Chance for you to see that. Cell phone customers in Kenya went into a panic thanks to a hoax text that's making the rounds there. The text has been popping up telling people that taking calls from certain people would kill them instantly.
Mm.
Okay, concerns me that people believe that to begin with.
Yeah, who buys into
again,
that.
Folks in Kenya. According to the message, nearly 30 people had already died just from answering their phones. Of course, the government of Kenya, analyzing the texts, say they're... Oh, okay, here you go. This helps. The government of Kenya says, after analyzing the text, they're fairly confident that it's a hoax. Okay, fairly confident that it's a hoax?
Uh-huh.
I would say that doesn't do anything to necessarily make people feel any more confident about that. A huge emerald, so large.
How large is it?
Thanks. It's being compared to the crown jewels of the Russian Emperor Catherine the Great. Has been pulled from a pit near some cornrows in North Carolina. 65-carat emerald. Pretty good size. Finders are marketing it as the Carolina Emerald. It was pulled from a farm once so well-known among treasure hunters that owners used to charge $3 a day to shovel out small samples of the green stones. After the gem was cut and recut, the finished product was about one-fifth the weight of the original, makes it slightly larger than a U.S. quarter and about as heavy as a AA battery. The emerald compares in size and quality to those surrounding the brooch, which Catherine the Great had. And it's valued at $1.65 million. A judge has... This is the first time I've seen this story, but it's probably happened other places. A judge from a trial in suburban Detroit has removed a young woman for writing on Facebook that she believes the defendant in the trial that she was a juror in is guilty.
I heard about this.
Problem is, the trial is not over yet.
Uh-oh.
Hanley Johns, could be found in contempt when she returns to court on Thursday. The Facebook post discovered by the son of a lawyer of the defendant. What in the world are people thinking?
They're not.
Golly. Let me just go ahead and express my opinion, huh?
Because after all, it's my opinion, and I'm guaranteed to be able to do that without any repercussions by the First Amendment.
722, you remember a little bit earlier this morning, if you were with us, we were discussing how lights in the cockpit at Southwest Airlines, plane trying to land at Love Field, is causing a problem. There is a CEO who is suggesting getting rid of second pilots. He has already suggested installing coin-operated lavatories, selling standing room on flights, so it might not surprise you that the CEO of Ryanair, which is an Irish airline, is once again pushing travelers' buttons. Michael O'Leary said that he did an interview with Bloomberg Business Week. He said it's not necessary to have two pilots on every flight. Let's take out the second pilot. Let the bloody computer fly it, is what he is saying, adding that a flight attendant on each flight could be trained to help land the plane if something goes wrong.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Ryan, that's going to go over well.
Does anybody know how to land a plane?
Yeah. I don't want to be maudlin about this, but you do that, you're only one heart attack away from a real issue.
Oh, sure. That's absolutely right.
An issue. That's putting it mildly.
A real issue.
If the pilot has an emergency, he rings a bell and calls her in so she could take over.
Right.
Yeah, because that's exactly what we want to do. We want to make sure that the...
Didn't Julie Haggerty somewhere there say, oh, yes, and by the way, does anybody know how to fly a plane? Like
he also revisited the idea of offering passengers the option of standing on flights in a cabin equipped with handrails, which would reduce the fares by up to 25%. Because you do want to fly from Dallas to Chicago standing up. However, the possibility of air travelers standing on board has been dismissed by aviation experts. Even vertical seats, which would let passengers stand while being strapped in, would have a hard time becoming a reality. Yeah, I could just see that. Here, lean here and buckle in, and everything will be just fine.
By the way, real quick, the information you asked for is now posted.
Oh, good. Thank
online.
You. Online. We'll do that in the next half hour. Hello?
Yeah, that's what we need, the JetBlue guy saying, I'm not answering that bell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where's the steward? Steven, what's his name? Yeah, I'm going to get a beer. I'm down the chute. I'm out of here. Yeah, all that's going to do is cause the price of all the if they were to do it, to have all the flight attendants trained as pilots, that won't cost any money at all. And, of course, the union wouldn't want them to get paid anymore because they knew how to land the plane. But, nonetheless, it's good for a headline for Ryanair. Hello?
Yeah, what about flying cross-continental standing up?
Yeah, I don't think that would work. I think I could get tired of that. Comfy shoes? Maybe put those little mats down there, you know, the little spongy rubber mats, anti-fatigue mats, put those on the floor. Yeah, that probably won't work. Plus the idea of holding on to a handrail because you don't know who was there last.